Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Be a branding beast in 2018. ExponetUSA.com. Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands and table throws, and all your large printing needs. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. ExponetUSA.com. Check him out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Three, two, one. All right, rant and rave. It's The Hub Show. Jay Heiss. Shay Lewis, let's do this.
Yes.
All right, Chris is on his way in, but we had to do this.
Yes, we did.
We did. We had this conversation last show, and yes, now here we are. Your boys pulled it off.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yes, the Patriots did that.
They pulled
did
it off that. With like 2 minutes left on the clock.
It was a little bit more
a
than
a little
that.
More than that, but it was like
fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Just the fourth
deep
quarter.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like usual, right?
Yeah, always.
But sitting next to you while you're rooting the Patriots here, I got my man, Coach Jameer King here. Coach King is in the house.
We are definitely representing Philadelphia. Don't get it confused.
He is the Philly Eagle sitting right next to you here, Shay, after all this
die,
smack
Eagles,
talk.
Die.
We will fly, Eagles fly.
Look at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a great game. I mean, the first game, of course, was very like a nail biter, and my husband had videotaped me.
Not the game, you.
Videotape me and my response, because I had to coach the team. Because, you know, as fans, for Patriots fans, we do our job. So, you know, I cut off all social media, all phones cut off. I'm laser focused,
right?
Like the team. We're laser focused, and we're talking our team and cheering for our team. I think I got heat waves and I almost fell out because I was just flushed. But it was a great.
But
win.
On the flip side, the Eagles dominated that game.
We did. You know, I thought Nick Foles. I really thought he was going to have a breakout game. I told a buddy at work, and it's scary. And when he was with us before, we weren't a big fan. But he has. I mean, our defense, of course, is a lot better this year, and we have more weapons. We could run the ball better. So I felt like this game. I thought he'd put up 24. So to put up 38 was big. But I thought he was going to have a breakout game. I really did.
All right.
Well, you have a better O-line now. You have a better O-line and better defense.
But we've taken, I mean, you think about our injuries. I mean, Carson, well, Carson's obvious, but when you lose Jason Peters, you lose,
y'all Sproles. Not at the top, but you're not the top teams. Like, we was one of the top three teams with injuries at the beginning of the season.
The beginning, but as it fell out, how do you lose your number one? You lose Carson. Carson's painfully obvious.
I mean,
Carson is painfully obvious, but Jason Peters and Darren Sproles. And then you got Kendricks on the defensive side. I mean, we were injury hit all year long.
Yeah.
And it is a tribute to truly what the coaching staff.
The coaching staff. Because I believe that now, I challenge an Eagle fan tonight.
Before we challenge me, there's going to be two sides of me. There's going to be the football side, and then there's going to be the Eagles fan side.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do the football side.
Okay, let's do the football side first. Okay.
So the football side is, now, do you believe that Winsylvania is all it is? Because Nick Foles did just an electrifying job. And I'm not going to put my faith into the quarterback. I'm going to put my faith into it's your team clicking and meshing.
We looked a lot better with Carson. And I think the coaching staff, if you look at the three or four games when Foles had it, everything was very short. And I think that was the scouting report. They're not going to go long, not going to go long. And you bought into that. And when we did go long before last night, it didn't look pretty. And then last night, you know, Nick just lets it fly. And I think, you know, Minnesota was what, the number one defense in the league?
Yeah, they just didn't even show up.
But, I mean, you got to come through Philadelphia. And I tell you, we are some of the most
we're
very passionate. We're intelligent.
Philly has that rep,
and we love our sports team. So, yes, we're not. I would not wear another jersey into Philadelphia.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because my husband bought me tickets a few years back, and about 2 years ago, and it was a scrimmage, you know, the preseason game. It was a Philly and Patriots. So he said, I'm going to send you to let you sit with the Patriots.
Oh, God.
And I told some guys at work that what I was about to say, They throw batteries at you. They got a jail under the stadium. We are one of the only ones.
We do. We have a jail. And it could, I was talking today at work, and it could have stopped with a vet. But they built that jail with a judge and the link. But with that, it's bittersweet to go to the link and be an Eagles fan, because if you lose, you just get to watch all the shenanigans that go on around the stadium. So for me, you win, you leave a happy fan. If you lose, you just get a lot of excitement, because there's going to be a lot of – and if it's in the wintertime, there's going to be a ton of fights and snowballs.
I saw it.
We've booed Santa Claus. I mean, who boos Santa Claus?
Yeah, but y'all are just
– But we're very passionate.
A little ignorant. You're booing Santa Claus for the
But we're intelligent, smart, passionate fans. Like, we know the game.
I don't think I would do that.
I mean, that's a different side of it. That's the – The fan side of it is that, like I said, it's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. If we lose, I get to watch everything that goes on because it happens.
Jameer, Coach King, you're diehard Philly. I don't root.
I'm born and raised 10 miles south. Sixers fan. Sixers, Phillies.
Flyers,
Union. Wow. The whole kit and caboodle. When they had the kicks, I was there. I don't root for anybody else.
He stays put. Like, you're from Dallas. You love the Dallas teams.
See, she already loses a few cool points for that.
So I'm going to explain to you. See, a lot of people say that initially, because what do you think when I say I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and I'm a Patriots fan? What do you think? Why am I a Patriots fan? What is your reason?
I don't know what player probably left Dallas and went to New England. I have no idea.
Thank you. Because everybody think I'm a Tom Brady fan, and I am not a Tom. I mean, he's good. He's the GOAT. I'm not a Tom Brady. I am a Patriots organization fan, because I had a friend, shout out to Derek Cullors, number 29 for the Patriots from Dallas, Texas.
Name dropping.
Woo, woo. He was the reason, because he was a good friend of mine growing up. And I stopped liking the Dallas Cowgirls once Tony Dorsett left. I hate Jerry Jones. You know, you shouldn't say hate, but I just despise that man. I don't like him. A drunk and everything. And everybody from Dallas know that we don't like him. But anyway, besides that, I didn't have a team for years, as you can see. I had, Tony Dorsett left a long time ago.
Isn't it easy to be a Patriots fan?
No, it wasn't, because I was back with Drew Bledsoe and all of them way before Tom Brady.
Then you get a few cool points for that.
This is why I wanted this meeting to happen.
Let me tell you, I've been loyal to the Patriots when we wasn't great. I've been lawyers, I think we're gonna go downward curve.
I'll tell you what loyalty is. There's 17 Lombardis in the NFC East alone, and Philadelphia has none.
That is sad.
It is sad. So when I say I'm an Eagles fan, Eagles fan.
McNabb really set you up for the cookout.
Yeah, that was that's T.O.'s year. That McNabb just happened to be throwing a ball. We didn't do anything without T.O. I would have took T.O. back in a minute.
And then he went to the Cowgirls and didn't do anything successful.
That's what happens, buddy.
I'm going to tell you, this is I'm not going to predict, because I'm not that type of person. I don't, because you never know. It could be anybody's game, mm-hmm. long as they show up. Mm-hmm. But I am going to say that a lot of people said that because Jackson was throwing those short passes, that it was going to be so effective, so efficient. It worked for a few, but we are a halftime team.
That means you guys get you pull out all the things you did at halftime to figure out what everybody else was doing. But it's pump up the footballs
Or
pull out the hidden cameras.
Are you gonna call me the Cheatriots?
But it seems to be short effective.
But what I'm saying is, Bill Belichick. That's one guy I would hate to see leave the Patriots, because that dude is the GOAT.
I think he's gone. I think after this year,
I think he's going to be another year. He's not going to go this year. It's going to be next year.
He has nothing else to prove. I think he's.
Oh, he has a lot to prove.
Nah.
Let me tell you why.
Let me hear why.
Mike Shanahan and Bill are good friends, and he really admires Kyle Shanahan. He had a long conversation with him after they was doing some looking at the Columbine and all those things, and Kyle went to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Now, it was very methodical what he did to say, okay, well, Jimmy G, if we got to get rid of Jimmy G, well, he's going to go to San Fran. But then Jimmy G was going to be our saving grace for the next 10 years, I believe. I'm still distraught about it.
Yeah.
I'm not a happy camper, and I've been on record for that. But I think that he's going to go to the NFC East. NFC, not the East, but the NFC, and become a coach there, and not an AFC, and going to show Robert Kraft I am the GOAT for a reason.
Regardless of what organization.
No matter what organization. Now, the only thing I can believe in which I always do, is the Patriot system. We have a system that works.
That leaves when Belichick leaves, by the way.
No, I don't think so.
If it was that easy, everybody would have a system.
Well, I believe we had a system before Belichick, but that's neither that's here nor here.
Well, can we talk about the lack of penalties called in your game? As I was listening to some radio coming in, I heard there was
one penalty for 10 yards.
But you know what I hear? In every game.
Are you saying the ref's cheating for us?
Hold on.
No, you're not going to say that. You're not going to say that.
You said it not.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that's what everybody accused.
I was trying to ask a question. So the question I was going to ask was, they say on every play you could call a penalty. Is that what you hear around the league? On every play you could call a penalty because it's just that physical. There's always somebody holding.
Right,
but
right.
We manage one game that the Patriots are that good that there's only one penalty called against the Patriots. For
now look at our history.
I just want to know, are you guys, I just need to know, are you that good?
I'm going to answer your question.
That's the only question I have.
Okay. I'm going to answer your question. I believe that we are very effective if not getting a lot of penalties because we understand the rules to the game.
So is it only cheating if you get caught?
No, it's not cheating. We understand the rules. We understand the penalty rules.
That's brilliant. I think, you know, I would never bet against Tom Brady. I want to make that abundantly clear. Mm-hmm. I would never bet against Tom Brady. But one penalty in a 60-minute game for 10 yards?
One, and I was shocked.
How would the ratings be if the Super Bowl was Jacksonville and Philadelphia? What do you think the ratings would be?
Very low.
Compared to New England and Philadelphia?
But it's two number one seeds.
But hold on. Compared to New England and Philadelphia?
It's underdog,
compared to
though.
Jacksonville and Philadelphia?
Underdog.
It's the underdog.
Yeah.
And we're going to be the underdog regardless of who it gets. But the ratings, and I'm not saying I'm a firm believer. I'm not saying it's fixed. I'm not saying it's fixed.
Okay, because don't say
but
that.
What I'm saying is,
because we had a real game.
It just looks well. I mean, we made it a game, but I mean, it's not our fault Minnesota didn't show up. We did what we were supposed to do.
You did do your job.
Nobody gave us nothing.
They crushed it.
You know, you got my boy LeGarrette Blount.
Right. So what I'm just saying, it's just one penalty for 10 yards. It just seems.
You think that's like out of the normal?
That's very, can you say that that's not abnormal?
We get low penalties in games. In that one, I was very shocked. I was very shocked that we just won. I would have said normally we average about 3.
Yeah. I was just curious.
But we have a low, we do get low penalties marks.
I don't have that stat. But I'm just saying.
But what about your? How many penalties did you have?
It didn't matter. Our penalties did not affect the outcome of our game.
Our penalties didn't affect the outcome.
Because it was uncalled.
But let me tell you. But what we did do? Did you see Gilmore? He smacked the ball, and that was a game changer.
All right.
Secondary is ready.
All I said, I want to be on the record to say I'd never bet against Tom Brady, but it just felt a little.
You felt that off.
It just felt a little off.
So you know what that sound like? You sound like some people I know that say that the refs are part of our team.
Well, that's not the truth. I did hear something as I was listening to some radio coming in. There were some pictures floating around of officials patting Tom on the butt, walking him to the Super Bowl, and very done out in public. And a lot of people are saying that those things should be done if you're a fan. Yeah, if you're a fan of Tom, and I guess you should do those things.
And I agree. I don't think that the refs should do that.
Perception is key.
But you know, they did do that to Peyton Manning, and I had a problem with it.
Right. So perception is key.
So my thing is, but you know what someone told me about that, because I had a, just like you, and it still bothers me to this day, but they said that, you know, they are seasoned. They have, you know, they admire the players just like you and I do.
Yeah.
And they want to just show their love.
I got to hold them to a different standard, though.
I do, too.
They can't be a fan.
You got to be fair and impartial.
So, to me, when I see you patting Tom on the butt and walking into
the
Super
Bowl. Patting on the butt. I just saw the pat on the tap on the shoulder.
All that stuff is
butt,
just.
Shoulder, same thing.
That's got to be in a tunnel.
Right, right.
I know those officials have access to the locker room.
Yeah.
Perception is key.
The key in everything. New
England's good. Like I said, and I'll say it again for the fifth time as I beat a dead dog. I'd never bet against the Patriots. And I was an Eagles fan. Oh, I'm going to the parade. Because there's going to be a parade in Philadelphia.
No matter what.
Only when we win.
Okay. Okay.
So, I would.
Well, you got to ride or die with your team.
Ride or die.
Yeah, I am. I'm right with you. You
all
know,
I can say
and
it's
going to
be
say,
a long 2 weeks.
Man. It's going to be great. A long 2 weeks. But see, for me, I'm never. Everybody's, aren't you excited? They're going, no, I'm not excited.
Yeah, you know, why? You can't get overly excited.
You just have to be in the
letdown. Will be
in
too
the moment,
bad.
Yeah. It's kind of like I said, the letdown is too great. But you just got to be in the moment. I'm not playing. I don't bet on anything I can't control.
Right.
So because I'm not playing, I don't know what those dudes are doing in Minnesota the day, the night of.
Oh yeah. Besides crying.
My question would be: is how do you think you are playing the elements? Because Minnesota, they just had a blizzard.
We'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah. Philly gets maybe not as cold as New England. No, area,
yeah. Because that frozen cold, tundra is cold. That New England is tough.
Well, guess what? The Super Bowl is not in either place.
I'm saying that Minnesota, that you got the lake effect snow.
Yeah, it's cold up there.
It is really freezing. Cold.
It's like Green Bay area. The same thing, man.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking that, you know, I hope the weather's nice. That's all
I
rains.
Want. I want some drama out
there. We don't want the drama. I agree with you. They got to get that. What is that called? The little stickums on the hand.
Hand warmers and stickums and all that good stuff.
Yeah. But you know, I'm a big fan of the Skip and Shannon's show, Undisputed. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to watch them today, but I'm gonna hit you up.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think
I think it's going to be a
real
game.
I think it's
going
to be a very good game. And I think that the NFL made sure that happened. I mean, I think it's going to be a
You know what? That is just by ignorant.
A really good game.
By ignorant.
Let me say this. Jameer, where are you watching the game?
Oh, at home.
At your house?
Yeah.
In your private?
Yeah.
You don't want to be around anybody else? When, no. You don't want no one to see?
I'd like to think I have a very good demeanor and temperament about myself.
Oh.
The last Super Bowl I watched at home. When they played New England.
Yes.
Yeah. I watched that at home. I didn't.
You don't want to be out in public for this? With your jacket and your hat.
No.
I do that too.
The first one that says something slick.
It's over, huh?
I'm not saying it's over. I'm just saying you don't need to read about me on the front of the Herald Mail. You know what I mean? I don't need that. So for me, it's like just stay at home, order some wings.
Yeah.
I don't drink, so I'll have, you know, a ton of 2 liters. But, you know. Yeah. When they win, I'm getting an Eagles tattoo. I'm getting an Eagles tattoo. Because listen, I'm telling you, it hasn't happened in my lifetime. I mean, it was like 1980, I think, with the Oakland Raiders.
What?
The last time, 80, and then 2004.
What, you even been to the Super Bowl?
We've been to the Super Bowl, yeah.
Well, I tell you,
I don't know.
Never won.
We don't have any. And that's what I got to hear from New England fans, Steelers fans.
But Cowboys, you know what? Rex, but you know, there's a.
Ravens.
You know what?
I got to hear all that. You got all these NFC championships, but how many Lombardis you got? So for me, it's like, as soon as we get one, I can make sure.
That you got a bowl.
Yeah, everybody will leave me alone. Because I got a bunch of fans, friends that are fans on.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, all over the place. You know what I mean? So for me,
I always hear you got six from the Steelers fans.
Oh, man.
We got a Steelers fan up in here. He's quiet.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord.
All right. Well, listen, there you go. That's the Hub Show's football talk. 2 weeks out from the Super Bowl.
Right.
New England Patriots. That would be Shea. Philadelphia
Not
Eagles,
done yet.
Coach Jameer King.
Hey, we still got one more left.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more.
Hashtag not done yet.
Hashtag fly Eagles fly.
There you go. Well, Coach King, we're trying to kick off something here in Hagerstown. In addition to the Hub Show, was the In the Cut Sports Show at the Barbershop. Just some technical difficulties and timing, right?
It has been. We've had
it'll
probably
happen,
yeah,
though.
It will definitely happen.
It'll
we've
happen.
Had one or two, one really good one, but we just had some technical difficulties.
As in it gets very loud in the barbershop at the
very
wrong
loud.
Time.
So we're trying to work on some things and maybe try to do a couple things after hours. We haven't forgot about you, Carlos.
No.
So we're coming back
barbershop.
Through and doing but, things at the barbershop. So
yep.
If we got to get coaches up here before the season's over, because it is
it
winding
up.
Down, there's a lot of guys that. A lot of coaches that want to get on and talk basketball and within Washington County.
That's next.
Yes, because you got the basketball coming up.
Now
my
what?
Team
where
is
are
not
you,
even,
Shay?
My team is not even in the talk. I'm all Texas when it comes to basketball. The Mavericks we just don't even want to talk about them.
We'll talk about the Sixers, Shay, and we'll
One sport at a time, okay?
Yeah, but I'm just saying I'm down with my sports.
WrestleMania's coming up.
What is that, like Wrestle 101 or something?
Yeah, we're not gonna
how
do that.
How many WrestleManias have we had?
They're in the 30s now. So
are they?
There you go. Yeah.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah, next segment.
The fact that you know that there's 30 something, Jay, scares me.
I was a diehard fan at one time.
Oh, wow.
I have a story about it.
1985 was WrestleMania 1.
I have a story about my experience with wrestling. That's a whole other.
You was a Von Erich fan, I'm sure.
I used to watch them.
How about Dusty Rhodes?
Oh, yeah.
Dallas Sportatorium.
That's right.
Class championships. That's wrestling.
Magnum TA. That's right. See, I know my little bit.
But
of
see,
wrestling.
You know, but yeah. That's a whole nother.
Another whole other time.
Because also in the studio we got Matt Burns here. From you're running the 4-State Comic Con here in Hagerstown.
Yes, sir.
All right. How many years have you been doing this now?
This is the second one in Hagerstown. This is the fourth one altogether. We did two in Waynesboro as well.
Okay. So last year you did in Hagerstown, doing it again this year in Hagerstown?
Yeah. We're sticking with Hager Hall. We really like the venue. And
how was it last year?
Good. It was great. We had over 2,000 people, which
nice.
Was fantastic.
Oh, wow. Nice turnout. Yeah.
Did they dressed up in comic characters?
Yeah. That's how some do. I was going to say, the whole cosplay thing. It did really well. So we're looking forward to doing it again. We're actually doing two this year, actually.
Really?
But, the first one is March 24th and 25th at Hager Hall. So.
All right. Well, listen, when we come back, Matt, we're going to dive into that. I want to thank Coach King for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank
you will be back. We're going to have you back next week because the tension is going to be there, man. We would so love to watch the Super Bowl with you, though.
No, you.
It's not happening.
Hey, I feel you.
I want to come back next week and give my two cents.
More than welcome. I shut it down just like you.
The only way I could probably do it is just go out neutral, not wear anything Philadelphia. Then I feel like I'm betraying.
Well,
so.
Just to let you know, I just got a call before we came on the air here that down the street, American Ale House wants to do something Super Bowl, and the Hub Show's name was thrown in there to help host it, and you know, blah blah blah. They're Philly.
I heard that.
People.
Somebody just told me that the other day, and I had no clue where they were talking about. Now, see, I could do that. If we could do that.
So Shay's the only person up there with the Patriots shirt on, poor girl.
Right. But game, I don't think I would hear any flack and I could enjoy it that way.
Yeah, there's more
for it. But
there's more Eagle fans in there.
I'm not going to sit at, you know, the Broad Axe. Hey, Broad Axe, how you doing? I'm not going to sit at the Broad Axe and watch the Eagles game with the button. That'll get me in trouble.
Okay.
But if we're doing something together.
Well, are they Patriots fans?
We'll figure it out. We got 2 weeks to do
what
that.
They are, but I just couldn't. I don't want the. Yeah.
The crowd. Yeah, that crowd. Okay, gotcha.
He takes his sports that seriously, man.
Oh, I'm serious.
I root for nobody else. If that year to Philadelphia was bad before we got rid of Andy Reid, I stopped watching football game week 4.
No, you didn't.
Turned it off.
No. You can't be like that. But it's good. I would like to see you and
let's keep the peace
keep conversing.
Here, people, man.
Absolutely.
Right, and, just a game.
Let's get up on our analytics and
listen, I'm ready. Whenever you want to talk all that, all I know is 1-for-10. That's the refs.
So we have nothing to do with that. We don't pay refs. That's their call.
All right.
Just so you won't put that out there either.
Jay, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, man. Sports talk, NFL talk, Super Bowl talk right here in the Hub Show. We will be right back.
All right.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Hub Show, Hub City, live from Hagerstown. We are back, top of the world. Shay's here. Chris is back.
Up in this bitch like a gyno's fingertip.
That's right.
Oh, cool. We can cuss. Great.
Yeah. It's a podcast, man.
We can cuss.
It's Hub Show FM.
I forgot to ask that. Okay.
This is Matt
Burns is here unrated. From the 4-State Comic Con, the big Comic Con Fest coming up here in Hagerstown, March 24th and 25th at Hager Hall.
That is correct. 901 Dual Highway, right behind Barefoot Bernie's and Cancun Cantina.
You can't miss
it. Check it out.
Hager Hall.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
There's a big parking lot.
Yeah, big parking lot. And last time we filled it, you couldn't find a parking space, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So, Matt, your history of this. Are you a comic nut?
Oh, yeah.
You're a geek? What is it?
Whatever you want to call it, geek,
right?
Nerd.
Right? I hear it.
Hey, it's cool now.
It's a term of endearment.
Dude. It's cool. It is. It's cool now. Yeah. I wish it was cool when I was a kid. It wasn't so cool when I was a kid.
But the nerds have taken over the world.
They have. They really have. And it's crazy because, like I said, I mean, back when you were a nerd, you know, back then, you know, it was a nerd, and you were picked on about it.
Yeah, you got the atomic wedgie.
I don't ever got an atomic wedgie. Wow. Did you get an atomic wedgie, Chris?
I got thrown in the lockers and thrown in the showers.
Like, actually into the locker. Like, yeah, did they slam the door on you?
They couldn't actually close the door.
Yeah. So they, like, hip-check.
Chris, you were a geek?
I got thrown in the showers.
Because you were a geek?
Well, no, not because I was a geek, just because there was jocks walking down the hall.
No, geez. Whatever.
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, no, now we're gonna now it's going to turn into an anti-bullying episode. No. Great. Yeah. Okay.
So what's your...
I wasn't bullied. It was just a part of being a child.
And again, you know, we've all had that done as a kid. And that's, you know, that's why we do the Comic-Con, because it's an escape for people, you know, to get away from, you know, that kind of... It's something to make people feel good, you know, and it's great because the whole family can experience it, you know, and that's the whole idea behind this is to give Hagerstown something positive to do, you know, and we love this town. I mean, Hager Hall's been great to us, and our whole team has been wonderful.
Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing, bringing it here. That's why I'm trying to do the Hub Show. It's all about Hub City and Hagerstown, giving this place some love and the surrounding areas.
You know what I mean? Don't forget you all. We love you.
Put this place on the map. Myself, I've been in the trade show convention industry for 20 years now, so I've been to a couple cons. I've been to San Diego. I've been to New York Comic Con.
Oh, those are the big ones. Yeah, those are the ones that we aspire to be one day.
Of course, but I've also been to Baltimore's Comic Con. I went to the very first Kamikaze in L.A. in September.
Right.
Stan Lee's, in September 2012. Been around this stuff. I know what goes on, and it's big business now. I mean, it always has been, but it just... Every town now wants to have a con.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's and like I said, because it's great fun for everybody.
It's fun for everyone.
Everybody can come and have a good time and not be judged for their
interest. You guys have no idea. I went to the New York Comic Con 2 years ago, and it's Twilight Zone, because I had to walk from Penn Station underneath the Madison Square Garden to the Javits Center in New York, and all the geeks got off the same train as me. They were on the pilgrimage to the Javits Center. It was all nothing but... Every character you can imagine.
Batman's and Spider-Man's and Wonder Woman.
There was a guy out there sitting there, you know, playing guitar, collecting money, you know, dressed as Boba Fett. I mean, he was making it happen, dude.
Right?
That's what it's all about. It's all about the things that we love.
But once you were embracing the things that we love, the people we love.
But once we were in there,
I mean, this is New York, and I know San Diego Comic-Con has gotten nuts, too. It was so crowded in there.
Oh, really?
It'll get on my nerves, man. Because you got some kids that have swords and axes on their part of their costume, and they're walking one direction.
You're getting hit with the lightsaber and everything.
Yeah. I was like, oh wow. Geez, this is like...
Like Overwatch characters just battling it like, out in, yeah, in the middle like of the hallway.
Overdose on this stuff, man.
Well, you know, it's all good and it's all fun. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, you know, you grew up and wore your underoos like did I did with my Wonder Woman.
Said, you were?
I was like Wonder Woman. Click my little mom's bangles and stuff like
she
that.
She was hot.
Yeah, she is.
Linda Carter.
And she still look good.
Gal Gadot's hot too. Let's be real.
No doubt. The new Wonder Woman.
She did. She is. She rocks it.
Yeah. And she seems like a really nice person too, like in interviews and whatnot.
She has a cool background too.
She seems like she's actually a really down-to-earth person, which is
cool. You know what dawned on me when I was watching the new Wonder Woman movie is how much stuff actually happened in World War II. Wonder Woman was fighting. Yeah. Captain America was fighting. Hellboy was being born.
Yeah. And then we were doing our thing.
Yeah. The Germans were...
Superman was also they were doing tests on Bucky. Yeah.
Right?
Superman was helping out.
And it's funny how it just came together all at the same
Indiana
time.
Indiana Jones was searching for
let's bring it up to date, though, and Matt, you'll know. What is the deal with Superman? Last year, the movie was Superman versus Batman. I'm not connected to it.
Well, first of all, they had the Man of Steel, which was Superman's origin story.
I remember that.
From Zod. With Zod and all that. You're
35?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 45. I'll be 45 this year, so I think Shaking Back. Man, we grew up when the Christopher Reeve Superman movies came out.
Yes.
Superman 2 was
awesome.
That's
the real Superman.
Superman 2 still rocks. The one with the three.
Oh, yeah. Those are two dudes in the shirt. And Wonder Woman, of course, like you all said, with Linda Carter.
Yeah.
And
Incredible Hulk back in the day on TV.
With Rick Noe.
Yeah, Bill Bixby.
And Flash Gordon.
The real Flash Gordon.
Well, yeah. I thought that movie sucked back then, too. But the song by Queen.
It's a cult classic, though.
The song by Queen is awesome, though.
It's all about Ming.
Yeah.
He's what makes
Ming
Flash.
Yeah.
You watch too much Ted. Anyway. Yeah. But hey.
But who wouldn't snort blow with Flash Gordon? Let's be realistic.
Right. Exactly. So Matt, what about you? What's your thing? What's your
Well, I mean, you know, I like all the movies. I mean, they come out. I mean, I like DC and I like Marvel. I mean, The Suicide Squad, I like that movie a lot.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah, that was really great.
Of course, that's more of a villain flick, I guess. I mean, it's more about the villain, the anti-heroes.
Telling stories, you know?
Then there was, let's see. I mean, like I said, Batman versus Superman, very unpopular opinion. Yeah. I liked the movie.
Did
a lot
you?
Of people didn't. I mean, a lot of people didn't.
I was lost.
They did try to cram a lot of storyline into a little bit of time, and I think they did skip over. And Justice League kind of had that same problem. I think they were trying to cram too much storyline into one movie. But, I mean, they were all enjoyable movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Deadpool's awesome. I can't wait for that second one.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
And from what I understand, they're making Todd McFarlane's actually in charge of making us a new Spawn flick, which is Spawn was fantastic.
Yeah.
I always loved the comic book. I mean, the movie was definitely
it was a flop
unfortunately. But you know, I mean, hey, it's a cult classic as well, just like Flash Gordon or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of comic books and all kinds of
but
stuff.
But did you even hear Black Panther? I never heard of it growing up. Did anybody else
heard? I never
Black?
Heard of it until I started talking about
it recently.
Black Panther was a fairly. I mean, Black Panther's been around since 1964.
So I understand.
Stan Lee created him, actually.
Right, but I never heard of him until now.
I mean, he's been kind of relatively unknown or whatever. But I mean, it looks like a fantastic movie.
Well, the graphics look great, and then the costumes.
Fantastic movie. I mean, Black Panther was also in Civil War, Captain America: Civil War. That was when we first saw him, or whatever.
Oh, really?
And he did a great job in that, just as a cameo role, or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's what they do now.
And, I mean, it's funny actually. I saw in Target where they have like the glove where it shoots Nerf darts, which is. I was like, man, if I was a kid, I'd really want that. I was like, right.
Well, I think I want that.
That's a crazy.
Myself.
It's crazy. I mean, I come from
shoot my kid.
Is it true? Though, I mean, Chris and I were talking about this with Eddie a couple of episodes ago, but people are kind of numb to everything now, the special effects, the CGI and all that. And it's a superhero movie almost every 4, 5, 6 months now, and it's not as special.
A lot of explosions.
Yeah, there's a lot of explosions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the Marvel flicks, especially.
I mean, the Earth, there's not many cities left on Earth.
I think they haven't been leveled. Yeah, I was going to say, they've all been. I mean, you know, we used to laugh at the Godzilla movies.
But they're still going to churn them out.
The Transformers pretty much wiped out the entire Earth.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as they make money, they're going to make
it. Of course.
That's just how it is.
I understand.
But, you know, and like I said, what we were talking before, you know, the Star Trek, you know, they coming out there. A new movie, and it's going to be a woman as a commander of the ship.
What happens to Kirk? Where's he going?
Kirk's been gone a long time ago.
Wait, are you a Trekkie, Shay?
I'm a Trekkie.
Every show we learn something. She rides a Harley. She's a Trekkie.
Yeah, those two can conflict
She's
with
like, you know, fan I, from Dallas.
I mean, I love Deep Space Nine. I like all the Star Trek. I love all the Star Trek.
Let me ask you, Shay, you have to ask, are you a Star Wars fan?
No.
It's
either you're Trekkie or Star Wars.
Yeah, it seems that way. A lot of the times, yes. Well, or they at least heavily prefer one over the other.
Right, of course.
Absolutely. Well, I think my cousin tortured me with Darth Vader, and so
PTSD.
So I got a little PTSD.
Darth Vader. You just say Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You call him Darth Vader.
I call him Darth Vader.
I call him Darth Vader when I was like 5. It's Darth.
Darth. Well, it's Darth Vader to me.
Is that like Big Helmet from Spaceballs?
Look, that's my Southern.
Comb the desert.
Yeah.
But you know, but I just can't do it.
Assholes.
No.
Wait. When you were a kid, you and I are on the same age range. When you were a kid in Star Wars, I mean, I was there when Star Wars first came out.
Yes.
And the toys. I mean, it was big.
But see, he had so I had to spend a night at my cousin's house. And he had the big poster because he was a Star Wars fan. And so I was afraid of the dark.
and wow. he with his big sword thing,
the lightsaber,
and I'm like going to sleep, like, oh please, 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 and you know, I'm like, can you take the poster out? No,
the poster scared you of Star Wars?
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Oh, Darth Vader was on it.
Yeah,
like, so it was like a black light almost, like a black.
Yes,
light,
it just I can't get over it. I couldn't
gone with you all your life.
I just freak out.
You have dreams, bad dreams.
I had bad dreams with him. I'm like seriously shaking. So no.
You're right.
Luke, I'm your father.
So I'm just no.
That's my other son's name, Luke. The older son Kevin named him after
Luke Skywalker.
Oh my gosh. No,
we were not going to go with Leia if it had been a girl. We told him that straight up. It didn't happen.
No Leia.
Yeah, no, like no one calls her kid Leia.
But wow. You know, but like I said, you either a trackie or you're like, or my, is my husband is a Star Wars fan. And I'm a trackie. He hates Star Trek and I hate Star Wars. So it's a love hate relationship.
But like,
it's okay.
There's that. The event coming up in 2 months, March 24th, 25th. Is there? Who do you got lined up? Who's
going to
be there?
Well, actually, we got a handful of celebrities. Like celebrity. I was going to say, you good over there?
Yeah.
You good over there?
Okay. Yeah, you good over there?
This house is old school.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're in a haunted house up here. I'd love to see this place with the lights out. Bringing my friend who's the queen of the paranormal.
I freak out just opening the door of this place.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, we have a handful of celebrity guests we're bringing in, one of which is Miko Hughes. He was a child actor in the 90s. He was the kid from Pet Sematary.
Oh, I used to watch all of them.
Gage Creed or whatever he was.
You're okay with Pet Sematary and not
Darth Vader?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's logical. Yes. But no, he was in a ton of stuff. He was in Wes Craven's New Nightmare with Freddy Krueger.
I watched all of
it. He was in Full House. He was the obnoxious kid in Michelle's class that like used to mouth off.
Yes,
everybody. Aaron was his name.
I remember him.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, but yeah, he's really nice in person though, which is he's pretty cool. We got a guy who's been 50 years in the business, Fred the Hammer Williamson, who started out as a football player. Yeah. Y'all were debating some football earlier. He played for the Chiefs,
the Black
and the Raiders.
Blaxploitation movies and all.
Oh
that.
Yeah, a ton of blaxploitation movies. From
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
He was in Black Caesar. Three the Hard Way. Yes. A couple other names that I can't say on the air, but
but he's coming. Williamson's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was also in From Dusk Till Dawn. Sarsky.
We need to get Fred Williamson on the Hub Show.
Yes.
He might. I was going to say, if y'all... Okay.
I don't want to talk about that.
We'll talk about that off the air. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Like, I don't want to be turned down on my own show.
That'd be fantastic. But like I said, we got him. We got former professional wrestler, WWE star Al Snow.
I remember. I didn't think I followed wrestling, but I did. He was a character. You're getting
Bob Backlund, are you?
Yeah, I wish. I miss the scholar.
We were talking about that in the last segment. We started talking about wrestling. I don't want to get into that in the middle of your football talk.
But I was a Von Erich fan.
Must know, Matt, I want to actually have somebody. You must have some friends who are wrestling fans.
Absolutely. I'd like to have a couple friends right here in Hagerstown that probably would love to do something.
I would love
like
to do
that.
Just one thing. You're from Texas?
I'm from Texas. I love Von Erich.
Did you love him?
Dallas Sportatorium.
That's right.
World class.
I had the mad crush on Carrie.
That time out. This is it. See, I'm from the old school. I'm from the regional era, the territories. You're from here in Maryland, right, yeah. Matt? You're from Texas.
Right.
I grew up in New England, so I was Vince McMahon. WWF. I remember, I didn't see him live, but I mean, I grew up with Bob Backlund when he was champion before the whole Hulkamania thing happened.
The first wrestler we ever booked in Waynesboro was King Kong Bundy.
We
had him. We had Demolition at the last show.
We had Axis Smash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were cool, great guys.
How people's face lights up when you start talking about wrestling?
That's what this is all about, making people's day.
Wrestling has always been like that. It's not something you wore on your sleeve. Right. Maybe during the Attitude Era when Steve Austin and The Rock were hot.
Stone Cold.
I love that stuff.
I loved it.
My wrestling story is this. I grew up on it, up in New England. I saw all the WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. As I got a little older and went on to adulthood, I kind of lost it a bit the next time I turn on, they had the Undertaker when he first came out, and I thought, oh my god, where are they going with
this? Undertaker
and
his brother.
Putting in that timeout.
I sat beside him on an airplane. Yeah, one time.
Well, I'm just saying. But I remember turning it on as I went to the military in the early '90s, and going, what are they doing? Undertaker, yeah. Doink the Clown. And then all of a sudden, though, I started watching him more in the middle of the '90s. I picked up on it again, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. And then I saw Stone Cold Steve Austin come up.
Stunning. When he was stunning.
When he was the ringmaster. And when he was the ringmaster of WWF.
Yeah.
Yes, F. You know, I saw The Rock when he first came up. Mm-hmm. I saw The Rock get booed out of the building. The fans all. I was in the building. Fans were chanting, "Die, Rocky, die," before he became The Rock.
I saw Triple H when he was still called Hunter Hearst Helmsley get beat by Doink the Clown at Mount St. Mary's University.
He got beat by Triple H.
No, but here's my story, though.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's cool. But then we got into it, and I was all about. I mean, I'm a grown adult now, but the whole Stone Cold Steve Austin, I got sucked into that stuff. I mean, it was 20 years
ago. I love that stuff.
It was 20 years ago when he had the run-in with Mike Tyson.
Al Snow was from that era.
Al Snow was from that era, yes.
I loved the Rockers when I was a kid.
Mankind, Mick Foley, that guy's a legend.
Midnight Express with Bobby Heenan.
Al Snow was part of the new Rockers. Remember with Marty Jannetty? They tried to reform the Rockers.
So here we are.
Didn't go very far, but they did.
So I did my thing.
Well, that was Shawn Michaels before. He was...
It was Shawn. It was Marty Jannetty. I saw them get the crap knocked out of them by the Nasty Boys once at the Capitol Center. I was a huge. Me and my dad. My dad took me all that stuff when I was a kid.
But see, I went out to L.A. I saw Stone Cold Steve Austin. He rose to the top. I saw The Rock as he came up and rose to the top. In Los Angeles, I was at a bunch of Raws. When I got into the trade show industry, I was friends with some of the licensees of WWF at the time. I was getting tickets to the LA to the Staples Center when it first opened in Anaheim. I was at WrestleMania 2000. I was there for that. I got pictures from all that stuff. All that stuff. Then WrestleMania 20 in New York City, I got free tickets to that. I'm way out there on the West Coast. And a buddy of mine who's also a nut like me was like, dude, you got free tickets. We got to go. I go, yeah, it's in New York. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll pay for the plane ticket. You already got tickets. So we did a red eye from LA to New York, walked Times Square, 7th Avenue at 6 in the morning in New York, because nothing else to do. But got to go see WrestleMania 20, got to go see wrestling at the Madison Square Garden, right? Never got to do that before. And then the following year, this is what happened. So between 2004 and 2005, this is where you guys are a little younger can kind of relate. They start pushing John Cena down people's throats.
I
know a lot of people just like me in my age group who grew up like I did with Hulkamania and Junkyard Dog and all those guys and the Von Erichs.
King Kong Bundy.
And back in the time, you kind of suspended your disbelief Jimmy for Snuka. The hour, just had a good old time. Yeah, Jimmy Snuka, right?
Nikolai Volkoff. He also was at my show.
But the next year, I got tickets again to WrestleMania 21. And this is in Los Angeles. The best thing for me about that car was that Roddy Piper had Piper's Pit with Stone Cold Steve Austin. That was great. Right? I got to see that live. But I'm sitting in the stands, and John Cena won the title for the first time at WrestleMania 21. And the plug just got pulled out. I'm there live watching this guy. Yeah. You can't see me doing this crap. And I'm like, I'm not feeling this guy. And the McMahons are shoving this guy down our throat. Mm-hmm. And I just went cold turkey.
They're trying to make him the new Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I just went cold turkey.
Jean shorts and the freaking.
No. I have respect for all these guys and the lumps and bumps to take, who they are. But as a fan, and I know a lot of people just like me in my age range felt the very same way. It's kind of odd.
I couldn't get into him.
No, I could not.
I can't even get into him when he do these bootleg, I call them bootleg movies, you know.
Straight to DVD or Walmart.
I call them low budget.
B movies.
C minus.
That's my wrestling story. I've tried to sit down and watch it and get into it. There's nothing. They got
tonight's the 25th anniversary of Raw.
Who cares? But it's not. You know what? I tuned.
They brought back some of the old people.
Razor Ramon.
I tuned in when they were doing that, and I tune in every year at WrestleMania when they have the Hall of Fame. Right. And let's be honest, man, they're running out of people to put in the Hall of Fame.
Where's King Kong Bunny and Demolition?
That's very true. It took them forever to put Bob Backlund in.
It's politics. I mean, it's just like anything. Right. It's all politics. politics.
Yeah. But see, I'm a big fan of the territory eras and the era what you grew up in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Right. So as you can see, this is not your typical Comic-Con. It's not all, I mean, now my next guest I want to bring out is a huge influence on everybody in comic books. Is a comic book artist by the name of Ron Wilson.
Okay.
Ron Wilson he drew during the Bronze Era in the 70s when comic books were just starting to get big, when he drew all the everybody from the Avengers to Captain America to Thor to the Fantastic Four. He drew all these people, and fortunately, the guy lives right in Baltimore.
He drew them?
Oh, he drew. Wow.
Yeah, was he a tracer? Did he draw them?
No, he drew them. He was the artist. Like, seriously. I mean, you ought to see this guy. Does anybody get that reference? Because you can pay these guys for commissions. Now, what that is you pay them, like, you know, however much they want or whatever. They'll draw you whatever you want.
I got you.
And sign it. That's right. They'll draw you any of that. Like, they say you want a Wonder Woman, he'll draw a Wonder Woman. Say anything you want or whatever. And I mean, my buddy got this real beautiful commission of him. He drew the Thing from the Fantastic Four, of course, the big orange guy, the big rock guy, fighting King Kong, because the guy's a big King. He's a King Kong fanatic. And I mean, it was just wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll show you all a picture of it later, but. It's fantastic.
In the early days of this Hub Show thing, which is only 3 months old, but
back in the day,
black and white, you know, before the internet. No, but like 3 months ago, I did it live from Second and Charles with Cody from the Fortress Comics, and he sat there with me for 10 years. Yeah, he sat there with me, and we did. It was their Halloween Comic Con day or whatever.
Comic Fest, we
set ourselves up right in front of the comic rack. It was funny because I got like two or three people to actually come over and talk to us, different age ranges, because there was one guy there, you know, an older dude, older than me, with his son, flipping through the comics. And,
right.
You know, it's transgenerational, right? I mean, just mm-hmm.
oh,
people
very
love
much,
this stuff,
very
you
much
know?
Indeed, so.
Yeah.
You mentioned that guy, he's a drawer. I would imagine, like, once he gets in with one series, he mm-hmm. does, like, a whole
oh,
batch.
Oh, yeah, like he did,
they
like...
Don't, they don't have he multiple
did
th- people
he did
drawing
30 for, Thing covers. He did, like, 30 of the Thing comic. And, I mean, he did, like I said, he worked on the Avengers. He worked on all these books 30 years before they made these movies. So,
right, to me,
that's just
fantastic. Oh, yeah, these characters have been around for a long time.
Because the one Avengers book actually has Thanos on the front of it. It was from the Infinity War movie that they're putting out right now, from back in 1972. So all you got to do is read comics, and you'll find out all the TV and movie.
That's the thing. Hollywood has that deep grab bag to reach into.
Absolutely.
Like she's saying, the Black Panther, never really heard of him, but he's been around since
64.
So 50
years
later.
Do you remember when the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man came out?
Yeah, those were great.
2002.
Marvel was like getting ready to go under, and this was like their
It saved them. I don't know. Wait. Time out. What's going on with Spider-Man? The Tobey Maguire movies were fine.
Yeah,
but they did another one.
And now they got another one, the Homecoming one.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. I mean, truthfully, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they keep rebooting that series. I mean, Tobey Maguire, the first two were good. The third one was garbage.
Some things don't work. Like they tried the Incredible Hulk twice.
Yeah, and that didn't.
That
work.
Worked on TV in the 70s and stuff.
Look at the Fantastic Four. How many times have they rebooted that? It's been awful.
I like the original one though. The first one they made, I liked it.
I liked the Roger Corman one that never got released.
Well,
that was like $1 million. They did like on this real low budget. I mean, it was just so.
Wait, Roger Corman made a Fantastic Four.
He did. It never got made.
Okay.
Oh.
It's only exists.
Well, he didn't make it.
I have a bootleg copy of it.
Wait, he made it.
He made it.
It never
got
released.
Yeah.
You have a bootleg copy of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they actually made a documentary
about
that, too. It was called Doomed.
So what year was that?
1993.
Oh, it was in the 90s?
It was
in
the 90s. It was later Corman flick. It was later Corman. Because Corman's mostly known for like the 70s and whatnot.
Yeah, no, that's
Wasp
how I know
Woman
him. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah. Roger Corman. Piranha. All that good stuff.
That's
where James Cameron came from him working with Roger Corman. Man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the guy that made the Guardians of the Galaxy flicks.
Right.
Well, James Gunn, his first movie was a Troma movie. That B movie company that did Toxic Avenger. It's a movie called Tromeo and Juliet. In the 80s.
See, that used to
James
be fun.
Gunn's first movie.
I don't know how far back you go there, Matt, because you're 35, but it used to be a good time when there were Blockbusters and video rental shops.
I went to all those. was, yeah, of course.
And there
did.
Was always these sections where these movies just sat there. You never really rented them, but they were just there.
You were just like, that's where people would find movies like The Toxic Avenger and like Chud and Frankenhooker and like movies like, Hollywood Chainsaw. I mean, you're renting them because you like the cover. You rented them because you like the cover. You're like, what is this?
Yeah, that's how I found out about Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Look at this. This guy's got a chainsaw on his arm.
Hand. It's like, I gotta watch this.
Chick's getting nailed by a tree. Yeah. I saw that as a kid. I was like, what? Well, I'm from the era. We're from the era when it was a big thing at one time to have a VCR in your house, let alone cable. Okay,
yeah.
So all some people have copies of movies you just heard of. It was always like some legend. Like the first time, I'm like, I think I was maybe 11 or 12 or maybe 13 when I first saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah,
because it was available for the first time on VHS. And you're watching
your heart was beating.
That's the thing, though, the generation gap and the whole thing with special effects. See, kids today, young people can watch The Exorcist and not get blown away by it. But when you come up in our era,
you didn't touch or like Psycho when Norman Bates came out in that dress and that knife. It was
shocking. But I mean, The Exorcist alone. Even now, I'm not even deeply religious, but watching that is like, damn.
I'm not going to watch it.
Chick's head spinning around. I was scared
because of Darth Vader.
I'm telling you, I certainly ain't going to watch The Exorcist.
Linda Blair.
I did. Now, when they came out, I watched it, but boy, it was a lot of sleepless nights.
There was even crazier movies.
Oh, The Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. That's what I was going to say.
Poltergeist. I was sitting up there like, I am not. Turn the TV off. Turn the TV off. We're not listening to white noise.
And then there was a lot of those movies that were even rougher than that. I mean, movies like I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh yeah,
and Cannibal Holocaust. And like movies
You know what? What's weird though is Hannibal
Tales from the Crypt.
Cannibal Holocaust, for instance. You've always heard about it. You never really could get a copy. Your parents weren't going to let you watch that kind of stuff.
You can watch
that now in the full thing on YouTube.
Yeah, oh yeah, really? You can.
With guys' dicks being chopped off.
And yeah, people, it's a gnarly movie. The movie is so gnarly, they threw their ass up their mouth.
Yeah. Listen, the movie is so gnarly. Right, it was so well made. Right,
you can say that. It was very well.
What was it in Italy?
I own it.
Was it in Italy they got taken to court?
Italy, yeah,
they got taken to court. And they had to actually bring in some of the extras who did some of the stunt stuff to explain to the court this. They thought it was a snuff film. They thought the whole thing was real.
They thought they were killing these people. It's a bizarre movie, man.
Oh, I don't want to watch it.
It is bizarre.
I'm Facebook friends with the main guy from that movie, Robert Kerman.
Well, here we go. Of course, Matt owns a copy of it.
Yeah. No. Not everybody.
Wait, can you get Quentin Tarantino in here?
I get your friend the Hammer Williams. That's about as close as he was in a lot of scenes with Tarantino.
I'll do that. I like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I do too. He's one of my all time favorites.
Everyone's favorite. Matt, are you a Kevin Smith fan?
I like a lot of his stuff, and I've met a lot of his guys too.
I went to his store in Red Banks.
No, me too. I've been there.
Jay and Bob's Secret Stash.
Yeah, Secret Stash. It's nice,
man.
Beautiful store. I was gonna say.
Shay, are you familiar?
No.
You never seen Clerks, Chasing Amy?
No, those Mallrats.
I've seen Clerks. Yeah. I've seen Chasing Amy. Yeah, but they were not.
Like, didn't do it for you?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Chasing
Amy was good.
That's really good.
Yeah, like Mallrats was good. I like Mallrats.
That's where the Tracer comment came from. I don't know if you guys picked up on that or not.
No, I didn't.
It's from the beginning of Chasing Amy. Ben Affleck's a...
What'd he say?
Maybe he's drawing comics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jason Lee, who became Earl,
He's a lot of stuff.
They're at a convention, the guy called him a tracer. You were fucking tracer.
Gotcha.
Took it as a big insult.
That's right.
Yeah. That's cool, though. But Matt, you're immersed in this comic world. Now, you guys have done four of these now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're also hosting some other events around town, actually. We got two nights coming up with the Hagerstown Sons. We're actually sponsoring Superhero Day, which is actually going to be Father's Day.
Hang on a second, Matt. So there's a four-state Comic-Con. What's the name of your company? You guys are putting on the
Four State Comic Con.
That's the name of your company.
Four State Conventions, whatever you want to call it. Yeah,
and you guys are putting on other events besides this.
Yeah, as I said, we got this one. We got two ball games. We're doing one Superhero Day on Father's Day.
Yeah,
June 17th. I want to say is the date on that. And then we're doing a Friday the 13th night of as a Walking Dead zombie theme.
When?
Oh, I love Friday I'm a the Walking Dead. Fanatic.
The last show we had Olivia from The Walking Dead.
So
really?
Yeah, we had Olivia from the last show.
When is this?
Friday the 13th, July 13th. We're gonna have three zombies from the show probably gonna be there.
Okay, well here's the deal: the Help Show needs to get mixed in with some of these things and help you guys promote it.
Oh, it helps.
We want to be involved in this stuff.
We try to help everybody out.
Good times, man. This is all about Hagerstown, all about Hub City.
Exactly.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. And we're also gonna be next month. We're gonna be at the we're not putting this event on. This event is put on by the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens. We're gonna be at the Roller Derby.
Where's that at?
Oh boy, I met ISIS. ISIS, the killer or whatever. I was drinking with her over at Benny's Pub.
I know ISIS. Hey, we used to party a lot. Shout out to you, ISIS. We party.
Love you, ISIS. Happy birthday.
There's a roller derby around here?
Yeah.
There's a roller derby.
She's serious.
at Turner's Skate Palace right behind the mall. It's in Hagerstown. It's at Turner Skate Palace. They do Sunday evening shows. It's February 25th.
It's roller derby.
Yeah, and they do real roller derby.
Just like Chris Schutz pool in the league. There's a roller derby.
Derby league in
Hagerstown. Hagerstown plays teams from.
They play teams from all over the place. Fredericksburg, Virginia. I think one time they played the DC Roller Girls.
I lived in Hagerstown now for 3 years. I didn't know that.
Doing something down in DC. There's like a big convention or something.
Yeah, it's like a roller derby. Like,
I mean, ISIS is big
in DC.
She's serious about her. Yeah, her roller derby.
The cool thing about that show is
you can pick a better name because she came first though. I get it.
At the roller derby, we're going to be set up with a table there selling tickets and whatnot. But we're also going to have a special guest with us. His name is Kent Wagner. Kent was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm. He was in Walking Dead. Uh-huh. He was in Vampire Diaries.
I watched all those shows.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, he was always a monster. He played a zombie in The Walking Dead, a lead zombie in The Walking Dead. He played the sneeper alien who was in the Ravengers with Guardians, with Michael Rooker. He was in that crew.
Which one was he? Which one was that?
He was an alien. It's hard to describe. I'd have to show you a picture of him. He was an alien. They were all funny looking.
I've seen the Guardians like 20 times.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I showed you a picture, you'd recognize him. Yeah. He was also in Stranger Things, the new show, which is a big phenomenon.
It's huge right now. So,
you can come out and meet Kent.
So when is this?
It's at the Roller Derby, February 25th. Turner Skate Palace.
Gotcha.
I don't know the exact address. It's on Route 11 behind the mall.
Is it really a palace?
Turner Skate Palace. It is.
You've been there?
I've been there.
To see roller derby?
No, I've been there just to go skating.
Yeah.
When was the last time you skated?
I got stitches. My first batch of stitches skating there when I was a kid. I turned around to look at some girl, and I turned back and hit the wall.
Boom. Shay goes back with me. You used to roller skate?
I used to roller skate. When was the last time you roller skated? Oh, it could have been about at least almost 10 years.
10 years since you put some skates on?
You did all that fancy shit, didn't you?
I went backwards and did my dance.
Like she could be in the roller derby, don't she?
Right?
You know what? I can hit me up.
I'll talk to the roller vixens, man. We'll get them in here. We'll get them on here.
We'll bring it to them.
So that'd be 25th. Come on.
We can put some shoulder pads on.
Oh, yeah. I get some frustration.
We got to get Shay a roller derby name.
That'll be my name, Nicety.
We got to get her a name, though, Chris.
I said Nicety.
Nicety,
like Janet Jackson. Remember, she said she's not nasty. She's Nicety.
She's Nicety.
That's kind of like iced tea, but
feisty, nicety. There you go. Yeah. It's got to be two names. It's feisty, a roller derby.
I'll be a little nicety.
Feisty, nicety. That's her logo and some theme music.
Yeah.
She come out to that Janet Jackson. Hey, Janet Jackson.
You know what just dawned on me?
What?
If you actually did hook up with Ice Cube, your name would be Shay O'Shea.
I told her that last time. I said you didn't hear me before, Chris. I didn't hear that. I said I can't imagine listening to that. Like, who would be talking to who in that scenario?
Slay O'Shea. There you go.
Slay O'Shea.
That's another roller derby name.
Shay the Slayer.
Shay Slay.
I don't know about that.
Shay Slay.
Women always say I slay, so that's a good one.
Yeah, Shay Slayer.
All right.
Yeah, women say that we slay.
Yeah,
that's our job.
Back seat.
Hey, no. Shay, we're gonna get you on the roller derby team. 10 years, you're gonna get your back on some skates.
This is the perfect night. This is the battle of the freshies. This is all the rookies playing. Can you get some spots on the team that night.
I challenged my brother-in-law.
It's all the rookies playing.
Yeah,
it's all we
got. Yeah, these girls are gonna be going hard.
Because they want to be on the team.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch that movie with Demi Moore in there? And she was a roller derby in the roller derby team? No. Demi Moore was in it. Was it Demi Moore?
I watched Rollerball.
No, it wasn't Demi Moore. It was the chick from Juno.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The chick from Juno.
Juno, what
was
her name?
Whip It. You're thinking of Whip It.
Yeah, that was a good movie, man.
Yeah, Ellen Page.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie.
To be honest with you, I don't even know what the real purpose of roller derby is. What are they trying to do?
You go around the track.
You knock somebody off the back.
Are you supposed to go? Like, yeah, no. But you're supposed to.
You got to get through them without them hitting you.
Yeah, but are you supposed to go around so many times?
You're supposed to go around so many times.
But you make laps.
You make laps, but you're trying to get through the defenders without them hitting you. Basically, yeah. That's what I've always.
But they're gonna hit you.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I've seen roller derby.
Yeah.
Probably 3 to 4 years, and even then, I didn't.
You know, be more interesting.
You get like a point per lap. I guess.
Would be more interesting to have in here. We can go there to see the roller, but to bring them in here would be the referees.
To hear their
perspective.
Now,
of
what exactly are the referees?
They'll know better than the players would do.
Right.
All right, awesome. Hub Show Roller Derby. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's so.
That's just the Hub Derby.
Yeah, something. We have a track. Look at that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right in the logo.
That's right.
Right in the logo.
We're going to sponsor a team.
Here,
that's right. It, man.
Yeah.
We want to sponsor somebody out here. Get this name out there.
Shay the Slay.
Shay the Slay.
And make sure it's spelled S-L.
I know, because you can ride a sleigh. You don't want to. Shay, I'm just saying, man. You're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up.
Santa Slay.
Big fat letters. Let them know. Like little sleigh.
Yeah, because the one gal that I've been talking to that does
feisty
promotions
might be the better move.
Her name
you,
is Fighty Aphrodite. So
that's too close. I can't mess it up. I'm gonna slay him out.
Yeah, that's her name. Her name is Fighty Aphrodite, which I thought was
going to be. Back in the day, Shay, when you roller skated, did you ever get physical like that?
I bumped some people off.
So you did.
Okay. But it was just skating for fun. I just like to push them into the wall
once in a while.
Robin's racing.
Just for fun. Yeah, you know, because we're racing around, right. You know. I thought I was going to be the ultimate speed skater.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah. Were on you? Four wheels. Or you
did pretty good?
We didn't have inlines back in that day.
Yeah, you weren't a blader. I was a blader.
Yeah, was this a big thing in Texas growing up when you were little?
The skate ring was the big thing. It was huge. Yeah. Even when I was in high school, we did it because, you know, we had a lot of dances there.
Waynesboro, PA had a skating rink, and that's where we did our first two Comic-Cons. Was that a skating rink?
Okay.
Was that the Waynesboro? But now it's no longer there, and it shut down, unfortunately.
Of course, right?
But now it's a flea market. Now it's actually a flea market.
That's what they become. Yeah. They have a drive-in, a roller rink. They become flea markets that get torn down.
Yeah. Luckily, the flea market took it over or whatever. Like I said, our first two conventions were at Cosmic Skate and Play in Waynesboro.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
really? Well,
that was where we were first. And then, we moved up.
Yeah, you did. Go. Absolutely. Yeah. I know Cosmic Skate.
You got to have room to move up. Yeah.
All right, cool. Listen, Matt, do you got anything else you want to talk about regarding the upcoming convention? We're gonna wrap this up here, but are you forgetting anything? Anybody else coming?
I mean, like I said, March 24th and 25th, Hager Hall. We got celebrity guests.
Yep.
We got a great vendor room. We got a cosplay contest, which I've let me touch on that briefly,
please.
Like I said, you enter the contest or whatever. We have different age groups for kids and adults, and the grand prize, which could go to a kid or an adult depending on how good your costume is, $250 in con cash. What that is a gift certificate to the convention. We hand you $250 and you can spend it anywhere in the convention, even for autographs for the celebrities.
And we have
individual prizes. It's all convention cash.
And there's 2 more months left, so there could be
put something together.
But within 2 months, you could be landing some other names.
Yeah, it's possible. That's what I said.
In the works.
I mean, you know, we've got our guest list, but we're not open. We're not objecting to maybe adding a new name if the price is right. So
I'm just saying, but there's still some stuff in the works.
There's always stuff going on, man. Right.
Are you still accepting vendors?
Yeah, we're still accepting vendors. Just go to www.4statecon, FourStateCon, all one word, fourstatecon.com, and you can email right from the website. So you can email right from the website.
And of course, you're also on Facebook.
We have 4State Retro Pop Con on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
I just go out there and just set up a little booth back in a corner and see if anybody asks for my autograph? Just as a social experiment.
You will lose, Chris. You will lose.
I don't know, man. I mean, unless you dress up in a costume.
People would come up and be like, who are you? And then I could just
make something up.
You're the woodworker.
The woodworker.
No, you, Chris Canfield, the woodworker.
He's the woodsman.
Maybe the woodsman.
Maybe I could sign some boobies or some foreheads or something.
No, they're not. Like you got the kid's going to be there. You can't sign all
kiss
that.
The baby.
Well, that's why he's in the back of the building.
that's why you're going to be like back in the service hallway somewhere.
Custodial closet.
the janitor closet. That's where we'll put him in the janitor closet. Yeah.
With a black light.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So we'll wipe him in the janitor closet.
Yeah. I can tell him it was the janitor on the Starship movie. Enterprise.
Yeah.
Or some Roger Corman movie.
Don't put a track in.
I was the groundskeeper in the Blair Witch Project.
There you go.
I was the camera.
They can't disprove that. They don't know who the groundskeeper was. Right.
He doesn't make up some character. He's in the background. He's a mechanic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey man, it's a pleasure having you on.
Pleasure to be here, man. Yeah. I'm sure I'll see y'all again before the con.
Yeah, you got
to
bring the rest of the crew on here, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed you. Make sure you come back.
We sure will.
You, have your con show.
Well, and you guys come out to the con. I mean,
we will be there, dude.
Yeah, right.
One way, shape, or form, we will be out there. We'll talk about that when we as we get further along here.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, listen. Hey, want to wrap this up? Want to thank everyone for listening to the Hub Show from Hub City. Jay, for Shay and Chris, and for Matt. We'll see. Hagerstown, keep your head up.
Boom.
Peace. Adios.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.